listening to the Mindful Biz podcast. I'm Alison Morgan, business coach at Relauncher. Today's my first day back in Sydney after arriving back from Koh Samui in Thailand, where I did the 12-day signature retreat at Absolute Sanctuary. I had planned on recording this on my last day at the sanctuary, but I was just so relaxed and, you know, just going with the flow that I thought I would record this when I arrived back here in Sydney. So the flight back is always through the night and it always throws me off. So I'm not really jet lagged. I'm just a little bit spaced out today, and I was very effective at work this morning. And then this afternoon, I'm kind of like, oh my gosh, I'm getting a little bit tired again. But tomorrow I'll be back on track. So this episode is literally just to talk you through my experience of the retreat. And let me tell you, it was absolutely amazing. Those that follow along will know that I also did a retreat at Absolute Sanctuary last year. And on the final day of that retreat, I recorded a podcast episode. So if you're interested in listening to that, just go to Mindful Biz Podcast and in the search, just type in Absolute Sanctuary. And the episode will come up from March 2023. Now, the program that I did that time was an 8-night program. So on that, the actual program that I did was the Women's Health Program, which is a very much well-rounded program, which included fitness, including like personal training, yoga and Pilates. It involved counseling, and it also had all the amazing spa treatments. And on that program, I lost 7 kilos. And you know what? I didn't think that I had 7 kilos to lose, but clearly I did because it just fell off in a very, very short space of time. So listen to that episode. It's super interesting. This episode's a little bit different. So the program that I did this time was called the 12-day signature wellness package. It was amazing. So in terms of like the length, I thought this length was just so good. I think it was 13 nights and 12 days. And in this one, again, in terms of the fitness, it was personal training, same as last time, Pilates and yoga, but it was sectioned off a little bit differently. So the first 3 days was phase one of the program, and that focused on cleansing. And so with that, you go on the detox menu. There's colonics, you get like a liver flush drink, and you also have green shots and all these kind of things. And at the beginning of it, I went and had my consultation with the wellness practitioner, and they do like your full body reading. So they can tell you your weight, your muscle mass, your fat, or everything is broken down. And when they looked at mine, Stephanie, who is amazing, is the wellness practitioner who I also saw last year when I was there. And she said, my body is not really great on having detoxes, mainly because my metabolism is so fast and I don't have a very high percentage in fat. So she adjusted that first 3 days to suit my body, which I really like. And that's what they do with everyone. And that's why you have this wellness consult right at the beginning, just to make sure that the elements on your program are suited to, you know, your goals and also your body and also anything else that you're going through in life. So that was the focus for the first 3 days, is literally just kind of like to strip back. So those people that are having like, you know, processed foods in, you know, their normal life, or drinking too much or smoking or doing unhealthy things, those first 3 days is really just kind of reset you. So that was awesome. And then you move into phase two, which is 7 days, which is called the move phase. And this is where you then start having daily PT sessions. You do yoga. I mean, you do yoga through the whole program, but you also do yoga. You do meditation, reformer Pilates. There's a huge amount of movement every day. I would say like there's probably about 3 hours of movement each day through this phase. Plus there's the spa treatment. So every day you get some form of spa treatment. And then there was also infrared saunas, which were just amazing. So it's quite busy. And last time it's quite busy as well. So if you need to be working while you're there, which is doable, when you get your program, you can kind of just see the little gaps that you've got and then kind of match that to work zones if you need to, or go and lie beside the pool and read a book and just relax. So it's just kind of like you can adjust your time there suited to what it is that you need to achieve. So during this move stage, I reckon it was probably on day three, I was exhausted. Like I felt like, oh my God, I've absolutely pushed my body to the limit. And I remember feeling that way last time as well. But then you just get a second wind. And oh my gosh, it's so good. And so what I found this time is I actually built a lot of muscle very quickly. Like my body is very transformed in these 13 days because I didn't have any muscle. I do a lot of cardio and movement, but I don't really spend time lifting weights, which at my stage of life and being female, I absolutely need to be doing. So I was amazed at the transformation. And then also I was integrating a protein shake after the workout in the afternoon. So my body has seen like major changes for the better. And from this move phase, now that I've built the muscle, I am going to take elements and put it into my normal exercise program now that I'm back in Sydney. So that was really, really good. And what I found is that my mind was starting to feel really clear. You know, I couldn't think clearly. I can kind of forward plan for work as well as kind of like get the stuff done that I needed to with no kind of feeling of being drained or overwhelmed or feeling heavy. And this is the beauty of being in a different location, in particular Sanctuary, because you do not have to think about food, about doing anything. You just follow your program and you rest. And then if you need to work, you can work in those pockets. It's so easy to glide through life there. And you just start to feel lighter in your mind. And the service there is incredible. That staff know your order when you go into the Love Kitchen. They know what you're going to order. I mean, they'll always ask you, but they remember your names. They just remember everything. It's just unbelievable. It's just the best experience. So that move section for me was amazing. Because I exercise so much anyway, it wasn't like I had to improve my fitness, but there are people there that are wanting to lose weight. They're wanting to quit smoking. They're wanting to improve both their health and their fitness. Everyone's got different goals. And with a program like this, you can definitely achieve amazing results within 12 days. There is no doubt about it. So when you finish the 7 days of movement, you then move into the final 2 days, which is more of a pamper phase. And I don't have it written in front of me what that stage is called, but I think I'm going to call it pamper. So the fitness tailors off. You still have a personal training session, but I had like a foot. Oh, it was amazing. I think it's called like the foot spa, and basically it's an hour where they just work on your feet and your legs. It's so relaxing. And then I had another spa treatment as well. But in those last 2 days, I had way, way more time. And it was just nice just to relax. And in fact, those last 2 days, it actually rained. But the rest of the time we were there, it didn't rain at all. So it was just nice. It was just so relaxing. So during the program also, you can take a shuttle bus out and go and visit some places. What we did is we hired a bike and then went out, I would say probably for about 3 hours or so, and just kind of toured around the island a little bit and saw a few things. And then on the last day, I got the Sanctuary shuttle bus to Chaweng because I wanted to go to the markets to go and buy the boys some football tops. And then I just got a cab back. So it was super easy. The weather was like amazing, super humid. So you go outside and then you are just dripping. And I learned from last time, I took so many pairs of activewear. I mean, you can get laundry service, but I've got so much activewear anywhere, I was like, I'm just going to pack it. So this time I actually took a lot of activewear because you find that you change outfits in terms of activewear once or twice a day, depending on how much you want to. So I took 3 pairs of bathers. I took, I don't know how many pairs of activewear, and it was just like, that's literally what you're living in. So you don't need any clothes to get dressed up or anything like that. One of the treatments that I booked in addition, which was outside of the package, was a Reiki session with this lady called Ushi. And so she treats at the sanctuary, and that Reiki session was just amazing. And I've only ever had Reiki done once before, many years ago, and I kind of walked away thinking, I'm not really sure about that or actually if it did anything. But a friend of mine had listened to the previous episode that I recorded about the Absolute Sanctuary last year that I just mentioned earlier. And she'd also followed along on social media, and she was like, oh my God, I'm booking in, I'm going. So she did go, and she literally went the week before I got there this time. And she had a session with Ushi, the Reiki, in addition to her package. And she said to me, Alison, you've got to book him for the Reiki, which is what we did. And it was amazing. She definitely cleared some residue. I wouldn't call it stress, maybe emotional tension in my throat and my hips. That's all gone now. Like, it's so hard to explain what she did. But it was amazing. So yeah, if you go to Absolute Sanctuary, like beyond your package that you do, I would highly recommend that you book in for some Reiki. Met some amazing people like I did last time, and it's just so interesting being in a retreat space where, you know, like when you sit down for lunch or, you know, you sit beside the pool, you just naturally get speaking to other people. And most people are there for a reason. And so it's really interesting hearing people's stories and reasons why they're there. There's a lot of people there that have their own businesses and they just need a break from it. Or there was a couple there that had sold their business. In fact, you know what? There were 2 sets of people that I met there that had sold their businesses after having them for well over a decade. So the stories are really interesting. The people that you meet are amazing. The staff and the service quality is just next level. And one of the things that I love is that when I go into the spa to go and have a massage or something like that, they just know me. And it's like, that is just, it seems so lavish to be able to walk into a spa and they know your name and, you know, like the pressure that you like. And if you've got injuries like me, like a broken toe, they just all know not to touch that toe without even asking. It's just, it's next level. There's 30 rooms. I'm gonna guess there's 30 rooms. If I'm incorrect, it will be around that number. And because it's low season, it wasn't entirely full. But I remember last year when I was there during high season and it was full with the 30 rooms and the way that the space is designed, quite often you just feel like you're the only person there. It's just so lovely and tranquil and just next level amazing. One of the things that I like about these programs is that they have been formulated for success if you stick to them. And there are so many different programs that you can choose from. And I would say, if anything, that can be a little bit overwhelming. So if you're having a look and you're unsure which program to select, send me a message and reach out if you want to, or just contact them and let them know what it is that you need help with or what you want to achieve, and they'll be able to direct you into the right program for you. I met a lady beside the pool and she was doing the yoga program, but that was very yoga centric. So when I started telling her about the programs that I had done, she was like, I'm coming back and I'm going to do one of those. So they all are a little bit different. But for me, I find like the programs which have got a bit of everything in really, really good. You'll also find that most people that go to this retreat come back. And I met someone that has been on the retreat 12 times. That's how good it is. And every time they come back, this is like naturally speaking, every time people come back, they stay longer and longer. So it's not unusual to meet people there that are staying for over a month. That is actually quite normal. So that just shows you how good it is. And I've done a lot of retreats. So I just think this retreat, if you are after like a massive transformation, and that could be in your mind or it could be your body or it could be both, I would say go for it. If you're going through like something major in life and you want to disconnect from the world, this is your place. If you just feel like you need a break but you want to escape, this is your place. So you could have like something huge going on in your life, or you could have something like really, really small or nothing at all. There is a spot for everyone here. You don't have to even be like a fit person. So it's kind of like there's no expectations. Everyone is acceptable, is accepted. You get treated like royalty. The rooms are amazing. In terms of the rooms, because I've been asked this a few times, like which room should I get? Because there's a few options. For me, I don't actually spend much time in the room, and you find the program is really busy. So I don't think there needs to be a preference with what room. Like I think you could choose any type of room and you're going to be happy. They're all clean. The quality of the amenities and everything in there is fabulous. The bathroom's quite big actually. Big bed, there's a good desk in there for working. It just works. So I wouldn't put too much emphasis on the rooms. They're all amazing. I would just say pack enough swimmers and pack enough exercise gear and you're good to go. I'm so big on morning routines and just routines, and I have been my entire life. So the first time I went, I found that I was getting up at 4 a.m. in each morning and just getting all the work out so that I could not think about work too much during the day. And when I was there at that time, there was 4 hours difference between Koh Samui and Sydney. When I went this time, there was only 3 hours. So I didn't feel like I needed to get up so early. And also work's evolved since then, and I've automated like lots of things, which means I can get through my work a lot quicker than I used to. So I would just make sure that before I go to yoga each morning, which was at 8:30, that I literally had cleared the deck, you know, of my workload, and then I was doing a bit more at night. But it just gave my days free, and oh my gosh. I think that's why I'm feeling so clear-headed now. And I really feel like with my work and businesses that I'm not so deep in the trenches as I used to be. Like I feel far more like a CEO of a company, and I don't think I've ever felt like that. So I think that that's a culmination of me just working towards that stage of my business. It's also just not being bogged down with repetitive tasks like I used to be, but it's also just having spent, you know, 13 days in Thailand in this retreat environment where I really could focus just on relaxing and reconnecting with myself and movement and detoxing and all of that. So I'm feeling damn fine. I really, really feel good. It's been a little bit difficult coming back into this colder weather in Sydney, and already I'm thinking, how can I escape? But that's because I'm not geared for being cold. So I don't know, maybe my body temperature will adjust in the next few days. We'll see. As I said, I absolutely love this retreat. It really is just amazing for everyone. And it's pretty easy to get to. You fly to Bangkok and then you change to a smaller aircraft and then you fly to the island and they pick you up. So you do get that service from the sanctuary where they pick you up from the airport and they drop you off. It is a long flight between Sydney and Bangkok. That's just fact. But, you know, it's part of the journey. It's part of the adventure, really, isn't it? So if you've got any questions at all, let me know. If you go to my Instagram with the handle relauncher_Alison, you will see some videos and some reels and some images. I'm going to put some more up as well. But the buildings are pink. It's just so beautiful. I can't actually explain how beautiful it is. But you'll see it yourself. And if you've been following along, you will have already seen it. So, absolute sanctuary in Koh Samui, Asia's fitness retreat, which I cannot recommend highly enough. You can find me if you're interested in business coaching or branding or anything like that. You can find me at relauncher.com.au, stickystudio.com.au, and also realbrand.com.au, which is where we really focus on branding for real estate and property markets. Bye for now, and thanks for tuning in.